You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people. Nisiam, Nisiaya, Thikum Queen Ansep, Hydra CM, Nisiam,
Nisiaya, Anthaskakuya, Talitin, Homasquimasteo. Hello, you're listening to CITR, and guess who this is?
Hello, it's Tristan, coming in for the finale at long last.
Yeah, you just drive by at the very end, huh?
Yeah, I really wanted to do the intro, but last night I had like so much going on, and I was just like tired at that point, so I was like, I don't know if I can make it, especially because I was going to get up early this morning, so I was like, you know what, I'll do the finale, I did it last year, so yeah.
Yeah, big mistake. I'm never doing that again.
Yeah?
Like midnight to midnight? No way. Yeah, I can't, unless I delegate one of these shows to other people. Yeah, I was very close to not even showing up.
Really?
Yesterday at midnight. Also, this is Randy again. Everyone should know by now.
Yeah, you've been on for a while now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I have. But yeah, well, thanks for strolling by. Honestly, if no one showed up, I was just gonna call it quits and say it's 23 hours of student power. Yeah. Too bad about the last hour. Yeah, I think honestly, both of us are pretty done. I don't know where you're at in your final season. I'm officially past my deadlines.
You're past your deadlines.
Yeah. Well, one has been extended.
Okay.
And then the other one is more of like a personal deadline. Technically, you know, I don't know. I have profs this year that are relatively lenient, which I know should be a good thing. But then it just makes me procrastinate.
Yeah, it doesn't incentivize you to like get on schedule. Yeah.
Yeah. So I know what you mean. It's kind of hard because I'm like, I like that they're nice, but then also, why can't I motivate myself more? Yeah.
It's there's like a balance to be struck, I feel like. Mine are a little like on the non-lenient side, I would say, and it's kind of annoying after a while.
Yeah.
Especially because it's like trying to balance work with all this stuff, and I've gotten to a point where I'm just like, school doesn't feel like it matters, but like I have to just wrap it up, get it done, do it well. But yeah, I have like three more things I have to do, like two finals and one assignment. So what about you?
I have one final exam on the 21st, and then I have a couple final projects.
Oh, I see. 21st is, that's late though.
It's so late. Oh. I'm actually going home and coming back.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
So I'm like, I don't want to spend 2 weeks in my apartment
alone.
That's
totally fair. That's fair. Yeah.
Yeah. Also, because I'm going, like, away somewhere else for Christmas, so
yeah.
I wanted to be able to see my dad before. But, yeah, it's a bummer, because, like, I feel like when I get home, I just want to relax. And then it's like, no, you have a final.
You have to study. Yeah. Last year, I ended up going home, and I still, it was because of Omicron, a lot of stuff got put online.
Yeah.
And, like, I think they made one of my finals take home, and it was kind of, like, write papers instead. And I was, like, writing up until the 22nd or 21st, whatever the last day was.
Yeah.
And I was exhausted by the end. I was like, this doesn't feel. And then all my friends were getting sick because of Omicron, so I couldn't see anybody. It was a mess.
Yeah, no, it's rough.
Yeah.
All right. Well, yeah. So as I was saying, we're both exhausted. So we're going to just play some music. Very different style. So please be prepared. I think Tristan has queued up some instrumental music. I'm going to be playing country music. But yeah. So the first song, how about this? The first song we will play is In It.
Oh, the Italian one.
Yeah.
I don't know how to pronounce it either. I heard it online and it sounded cool. I think it's from the
Nerario Romantico.
Something like that, yeah. It sounded cool when I heard it somewhere online, so I was like, oh. And then it's just some random group from the 1970s from Italy, I guess. I don't know much about them. One of those songs I put on there isn't instrumental, it's like rock, but it sits in the middle somewhere. So
that's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I say that as if there's like any guidelines.
Yeah, like
I was
we
just
have
like,
a
let's
very
just play
strict
music.
Schedule. Yeah, yeah, no.
Yeah, okay. Well, that's the first song I'm gonna play. So yeah, please enjoy this song.
Thank you.
and Community Thrift is a local vintage shop that fulfills your 1970s alt-chic fantasy while also supporting at-risk people through their compassionate and supportive work training program. All of their profits go to the PHS Community Services Society to support ongoing health care, harm reduction, and health promotion projects in Vancouver and Victoria. So stop by their two locations, Community Unisex on West Hastings or Community Frock Shop on Corral Street. And if you know any other local businesses that deserve recognition for their generous business practices or their contributions to the community, please DM us on Instagram at CITR and Discorder because we would love to spotlight them. Because hey, if you can't stop buying, you might as well start supporting.
Are you looking for ways to be a part of the community through low-stakes opportunities like volunteering? What about making friends that are really cool or have some common interests? Well, I'm here to tell you that at CITR, you can come volunteer at Volunteer Wednesdays, happening every other Wednesday from 12 to 3 with a really fun activity each time, like making signs or button making. Not only is it a great break from outside stress, but a great opportunity to be a part of the community. For more information, you can visit CITR's Instagram page at CITR and Discorder.
All right. I hope you enjoyed that nice little instrumental song. I thought it was really good.
Thank you.
It's
yeah.
Peaceful.
It's, I don't know much about this group, but found them online, and it's just some group from the 70s, and there's really, like, no information whatsoever, like, from what I can find, so I'm wondering if it's just, like, a small recording artist or something, but...
Yeah.
Yeah. All the songs sound like that on the album, so it's a very, like, relaxed vibe.
Good. Good studying music.
Definitely.
Yeah. I found a piano covers of all the Taylor Swift songs, and that's been my recent study playlist.
That's good because you don't have, like, the lyrics in the way. Just, like,
to, like, distract you. Yeah. Sometimes I still get way too into them, though, and I just, like, distract myself, and I'm like, how is this possible?
Know them. You know the words, and you're, like, singing them. Yeah.
I know them by heart. All right. Well, next up, I'm going to play country song. So I'm going to play On a Different Night by Josh Ross. I also don't really know much about him. He played at the Grey Cup halftime show, and in my opinion, he's the only person who performed that can actually sing. But yeah, I don't know. I like this song. I think it's good. It's definitely very country nostalgia for me because it sounds like every country song I listened to growing up, which I like. So please enjoy this song, and we'll be back.
All right.
Different night. If you saw me out here, man, I'd be the life of the party. Buying rounds for some downtown girls who like to drink Bacardi. Yeah, if you caught me on a different night, I wouldn't be sitting here looking kind of sad, swimming in this neon. I'd make this Friday a lot more fun. Wish I could just stop missing you, start moving on, girl. I've been looking like a rock star, walking into this bar, finding me a new pair of blue eyes. I'll be on my way to one more, tearing up the dance floor, trying to get you off my mind. But all the boys that want to party, girls who drink Bacardi, gonna have to call me a different time. Cause part of me is still sitting with you in the back corner booth. Trying to tip the band, get playing your favorite song. I'll spin you around for a little, show you off till you want it, take it on. Wish I could just stop missing you, start moving on. Cause part of me is start moving on. Wish I could stop missing you, missing you, missing you. Start moving on, start moving on.
Right. Hello, we are back. This is Randy once again. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. And this is, you know, the exact closing show for 24 Hours of Student Power.
We were just joking about how it was like a ghost mix that we designed because it's a lot of like different vibes of songs. Although it's still, it's like it's maintaining like a late night vibe, I would say, which is nice.
Yeah, like we're not doing... It's like a mix of like pumped up, but then also like some pretty more chill. Mellow.
Yeah.
Which is nice.
Yeah. Good way to end off the night.
Feeling mellow. I'm not in a party mood. Like,
same.
The last day of classes, I don't care. I'd rather last day of exams even, like when you're actually done, that matters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That will actually be the moment because like these next 2 weeks are just going to be like, eh. And then you finally get that, like, relief afterwards, especially because I'm graduating in December. I think it's going to... But then it's on to the next thing, I feel like. Like, after that, I have to, like, sort out my visa and stuff, and I'm just, like, not looking forward to that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
But one achievement, you know.
I mean, yeah. I get what you mean, because I'm supposed to graduate in the spring, and I mean, yeah. I'm not even there yet. But, like, I do feel like...
You feel the stress
coming. You're just like, oh, it's the next thing.
Yeah.
But I feel like, you know, as hard as it is, give yourself time to, like, recognize your accomplishments.
Yeah, definitely.
Because I feel like, I don't know. Graduating university is just, like... I know that, like, when we were, you know, 18 and graduating, you're like, oh, this is the best I'll ever feel. Yeah, no. Like... High school is not fun. I would never go back. But yeah. University is literally like a living nightmare.
Yeah, it most definitely is. Especially when you combine work in the mix. It's just like it gets in the way. Work gets in the way. And yeah. It's just, yeah, I don't know. I've been telling people, I'm like, I'm ready for it to be done. I'm ready for it to be done. And like, I feel like we've also been in university through COVID and that just added even more complications. So I don't know.
Yeah,
it feels a lot less of like an achievement, but it is still huge to anybody out there that's doubting it. Like, yeah, it's a big achievement.
Yeah, definitely be proud of it. Be very proud. Yeah, I don't. I feel like my brain is exhausted of things to talk about, like I always have things to talk about, because I'm a talker, but. I don't think I can form thoughts anymore. So we're going to go into our next song. So this is another Tristan pick. I've been trying to pronounce it for the last 2 minutes. I think it's Sintayu.
I'm not sure, to be honest. It's another case of me not knowing. This is an Ethiopian song from a group from Ethiopia. I discovered it last night, and I don't know if it's an urban legend or like a myth, but... The way I had discovered it was that somebody was saying it was made during a period where art and songs had to be praising the government. So this group had gone around that by just making instrumentals and like there are some vocals, but they're not like words or anything. It's just like in the background.
Mm-hmm.
That was just to get around it so that they could like freely express themselves. I hope it's true. It's really cool to think that it like affected the music in that way. But
yeah,
it's a nice like jazz like instrumental, I would say.
Nice.
So, yeah.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like it'll be nice.
Yeah.
Restful break for 11:38 on a Wednesday night for all you listening out there.
Definitely.
All right. So please enjoy this song.
Thank you. stacking up a mountain of hard pills we'll have to swallow. It's strange how we point our flaws at one another. We both got different vices and they lead us to each other. Cause you overdrink and I overeat. We're underthinking everything. And every night we swear it's gonna change. But in a perfect world, you get sober, I get skinny. We live off for more than pennies. Writing checks that we can cash. Keeping all our promises. We got faith, we got each other. We grow up and we get better. Things need fixing, we got plenty. When you get sober, I'll get skinny. When you get sober, I'll get skinny. You want me to shrink? Well, I think we should talk to one. Find a comfy couch and let out all the hurt we've kept inside since we were young and so numb. Now we found ways to cover up. If we keep going how we're going, what will we become? Cause in a perfect world, you get sober, I get skinny. We live off for more than pennies. Writing checks that we can cash. And keeping all our promises. We got faith, we got each other. We grow up and we get better. Things need fixing, we got plenty. When you get sober, I'll get skinny. All our problems disappear like magic, magic. But in an honest world, you're not sober, I'm not skinny. We're scraping by on borrowed pennies. Writing checks that we'll never cash. Breaking all our promises. We got faith, we got each other. Maybe we'll grow old together. Waking up our happy ending. When you get sober, skinny. Oh, when you get sober, I'll get skinny. Oh, when you get sober, I'll get skinny. Oh, when you get sober, I'll get skinny. It's easy to imagine. It's easy to imagine.
Hello, I'm Addy Wolf, and this is my new single, Mastery. You can go check the music video on my website, addywolf.com. That's addewolf.com. Bless. What's on my mastery? Train like an athlete.
You are tuned into 101.9 FM at CITR Radio. I'm Cleo Skivinsky, and I'm the Indigenous Collective Lead here at CITR. I am coming to you over the radio waves to let you know that Unseed Airways is back on the air and stronger than ever. We are centering Indigenous joy, brilliance, and current issues on our episode. Unseated Airways broadcasts on Thursday evenings at 7 to 9 p.m. and replays on the following Monday at 4 p.m. to 5 p.m.
All right. Hello, hello. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. This is Randy and Tristan from CITR's Student Executive, coming to you with the closing show for 24 hours of student power. Yeah, overall, I think this 24 hours of student power is a success. I do think next time I'm not going to do it. From midnight to midnight.
Yeah, I think that'd be a good call, definitely.
Yeah. I'm thinking like 9 or 10.
To 10, yeah.
Yeah.
I'll still get that late night feel at the end, which I think was nice. I can't remember when the last one was. I want to say it was earlier this year, right?
It was, yeah. Like that? Yeah. In the spring.
It was in the spring, that's right. Yeah. Yeah, it was nice doing it at the end. I was telling Randy that a bunch of people showed up for the finale at that point, but I guess people are getting tired, especially because this is, like, not the spring, you know?
Yeah.
Days ending earlier, or getting darker earlier.
Yeah. It's also the last day of classes.
Yeah.
Like, everybody's, I get...
Yeah. Either at a party or, like, sleeping.
Yeah, they're not on campus at midnight. Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure people are doing much more exciting things. But, hey, I'm having fun. I like our little playlist, our nice little mix.
Yeah, turned out nice.
Also, by the way, I didn't say this, but that song that played before the ads was Sober and Skinny by Brittany Spencer. She's a really cool artist. Black woman country artist. You should go check her out. Yeah, I don't know too many details about her, but I really like that song, and I feel like that's the detail I need. So next up, I think we're just going to close off with a couple more songs, maybe. So next up, we have a Canadian artist. So this is Jess Moskaluk. I have been her fan for I think a long time, since she started performing. She's from, I think, northern Alberta. I'm not sure exactly where, but yeah, she's really good. So this is one of her newer songs, I think maybe newest songs even. It's called Knockoff, and it's definitely more pumped up than the vibe we were going for before the break. So maybe be prepared for this one, because it'll you know, if you were looking to relax, this probably isn't the song for you, but it's still good.
Yeah, boy, you did me dirty. I left you in a hurry. Ain't seen you since goodbye. You rolled up in this basement, the brand new blonde replacement. I had to look back twice. Cause something that'll
To know ya, lavender incense aroma, peach iced tea, Arizona, Mariposa, Mariposa. I believe in you, my Jehovah. Don't let nobody control ya. Got a rupee cup, poem on a poster.
All right. We're back and we're done.
We're done. 2 minutes away from midnight.
Yeah, that song was Mariposa by Radiant Children. Another song I like. That's why I like technical trainings, because people play all these random songs. Yeah. And I'm like, wow, this is a really good song. But yeah, thank you for everyone who tuned in to 24 Hours of Student Power. Thanks, Tristan, for joining me for this last hour. Thank you for having me, Randy.
It was pretty chill, I would say. Yeah.
Yeah.
Good way to end it off.
Yeah, but. I think, yeah, we send you off into your night. And to all the students out there, good luck with your exams.
Yeah, good luck. It's moving coming forward. Up, but yeah, recognize your achievements at the end.
Yeah, definitely. I think you got this. You're doing great.
Definitely.
All right, everybody. This is CITR 101.9 FM. This is Randy. I'm officially signing off.
This is Tristan signing off. Good night.